CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. The remains of a Chinese guard killed in a terrorist attack in Somalia have returned to Jinan, capital of East China's Shandong province. Zhang Nan, the fallen guard, was a security officer in Chinese embassy in Somalia. He had been serving in the army for 11 years. More than a dozen people were killed in the suicide attack by Al-Shabaab at the Jazeera Palace Hotel on July 26 in Mogadishu. Chinese Armed Transport Police entered Nepal from Tibet on Saturday to help repair the rain-ravaged China-Nepal highway. Around 100 armed police officers and more than 30 excavators entered Nepal through Zam Pass in Tibet. Rainstorms triggered mudslides in several sections and blocked traffic in recent days. General Fu Ling of the Traffic Rescue Brigade said Nepal has entered flood season and the rain will continue for the next 20 days. The Afghan Taliban on Saturday released an audio tape of his new leader, Mullah Muhammad Akhtar Mansour. In the audio statement, the new Taliban leader called for unity among Taliban members while urging its fighters to continue jihad or holy war to re-establish the Taliban's Islamic State. However, he did not rule out peace talks for reaching that goal. Mansour was elected as the new leader of the insurgent group on Thursday to replace former Taliban leader Mullah Muhammad Omar. His statement came while the second round of peace talks between Taliban representatives and the Afghan government has been postponed due to Mullah Omar's death. Scores of young people and government soldiers were killed in violent clashes Saturday between armed tribal groups in Yambio, capital of South Sudan's western Equatorial state. Local authorities said the clashes have prompted panic and forced the majority of the citizens to flee the city to a nearby United Nations mission base. South Sudan plunged into violence in December 2013 when fighting erupted between troops loyal to President Kiir and defectors led by his former deputy Machar. The conflict soon turned into an all-out war and has left thousands of South Sudanese dead and forced about 2 million people to flee their homes. Hundreds of Israelis have gathered in a Tel Aviv square to condemn the burning death of a Palestinian boy. The 18-month-old Palestinian boy was killed in a house fire in the West Bank village of Douma near Annapolis on Friday. It's thought to have been hit by suspected Jewish assailants. His parents and a sibling suffer critical injuries and are being treated in Israeli hospitals. An Iranian official is urging International Atomic Energy Agency to refrain from leaking confidential information on a recent agreement between Iran and the UN agency. Iran and the IAEA recently signed a roadmap in Vienna for the clarification of past and present issues regarding Iran's nuclear program by mid-December. The Iranian ambassador to IAEA said the confidential texts have not even been provided to the U.S. government and cannot be given to the Senate either. The IAEA Director General, Yukiya Amano, is set to visit Washington next week, talking about the agency's role in verifying and monitoring nuclear-related measures in Iran. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has reportedly started to actively explore a possible presidential campaign. It's being reported that Biden's associates have already started to contact Democratic leaders and donors who have so far not endorsed Hillary Clinton. If confirmed, Biden's entry would pose a direct threat to Clinton, who so far has been an indisputable front-runner of the Democratic field. A latest poll released Thursday found Biden's favorability rating reached its peak in 7 years with 49%. Two members of the Burundi's ruling party have been killed by unidentified gunmen Friday night at Ruvyagira locality. The victims are said to have been harassed during protests against President Pierre Nkurunziza's bid for a third term. Nkurunziza won re-election in a controversial presidential poll late July. The opposition said his re-election was illegal as it violated the constitution that sets a two-term limit for president. But the country's constitutional court ruled that the president's first term doesn't count as he was appointed by parliament and not elected by the people. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.